From high atop the Pride 48 studios overlooking the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by the George Washington Bridge, upper level. When you need to travel through New York City and spend an outrageous amount of money, make sure to travel on the George Washington Bridge. For only $26, you too can drive your car 2.5 inches away from every other fucker on the road. And it's brought to you courtesy of New York City. Make sure to use the checkout code DI Plus at the toll booth where they'll tell you to go fuck yourself. Welcome to Dubious Intent. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the non-toll-paying state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel.
How are you, sir?
How are you? You're closing the door.
I asked you first how you were, and then
you responded
by saying, and you can't tell because you're playing the theme song, and so it's obviously too loud in your ears, and you're playing the theme song because my computer crashed, and then I had to reload everything from hard drives, and I don't have the theme song anywhere, and I'm scared. I'm petrified. I am petrified. That's how I am, sir. I am petrified.
Well, I will tell you.
I look like an Eastern European, some kind of communist Eastern European poetry reading guy with my black turtleneck sweater and my cool Walmart reading glasses. And I'm petrified. So I look like an Eastern German. I look like a petrified East European.
Did you say that you're wearing all black?
No, I said I'm wearing a black sweater.
Okay, so black frame glasses. You look like, I think the correct term would be a beatnik.
Correct. All I need is a little chapeau.
Yeah, you need some, like a drum playing, some finger cymbals, and like a poem to read. And you'd be really good.
Itchy, hurt up and down my leg with the dry, cold weather in the north, pelting me with its cold and its dry, itchy, ow, cortisone 10.
So you do find...
That's my poem.
So you do find that when it's cold outside, do you get the itchy skin?
Yes, because... and didn't we not mention this on the last show? I was glad to hear that there were commercials on television that talked about that, because I thought it was just me for a while. I thought it was just something was wrong with me, like, oh, I'm getting old and now my skin is falling off or whatever, and now I know that it's just cold weather garners itchy, dry skin, where you can get cortisone 10 or the Gold Blonde medicated cream, I prefer the cortisone 10.
I'm not certain that you mentioned that on this show. But
perhaps it was my other show. Yeah,
you did mention it being cold and finally snowing, but I don't recall the itchy skin.
Right.
Now, if you mix cold weather with tanning frequently, you get even more itchy skin. And then
really?
If you don't use tanning lotion when you go to the tanning bed, you get even drier skin. And when you scratch the itch, you get ashy.
Excellent.
Was
I supposed to be making a list of that? Because I didn't have a pen.
Like our... African American listeners could be able to tell you, because
you mean like Joe and Dallas, our one and only.
Does he listen? I don't know.
Our one and only African American listener, Joe and Dallas.
I know he contacts the Live It Up podcast, and so I know he listens to that one. But he has never contacted us that I know of.
Well, so. I think he'll be in Vegas, so you could take that up with him in Vegas this year. You can get right up in Joe and Dallas's face.
You know, he won't even talk to me, because every time that I talk to him, he goes, you know, I have a partner, so I can't play with you.
Aww.
So I don't know. I guess he thinks that I want to molest him like every time that I speak with him. Probably
because he's
black, and they all have large egos, and I don't know.
Fight my shiny metal ass.
I don't know. Also, what about that check from Bank of America that you
Excellent.
Received?
Excellent segue, sir. You know what? I didn't talk about this on the last show because we went wrong. We went wrong. Suddenly I'm Asian. We went wrong.
Are you my Filipino lover?
The show went wrong, Mr. Non-Filipino Wava. Does he listen? Does your Filipino lover listen? Oh, hello, Filipino lover. Hi. How are you?
He listened to the two where he thought he was mentioned, and then he's listened to the beginning of like the last one. So I don't know if he's going to be a regular, but
probably not.
He probably will.
Probably not. So I got this check. I don't know if you can see it here. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Can you see?
I see the check.
It is a check from the Bank of America. So I guess the entire country has sent me a bank. I mean, has sent me a check. I got a check on Tuesday through the internet. So I don't know what I'm saying. Anyway, so I got this check. And so here's what happened. So here's the short deal of this is like when I went to rent this apartment, I don't have credit because I don't use credit cards. So because I didn't have established credit, they decided that I would be fine living here as long as I paid a full month rent security deposit.
You know, I want to interrupt you there and say, isn't it ironic that you don't have credit card or credit because you don't have credit cards and I don't have credit because I use them too much?
Right.
So.
So somewhere in between us is a happy compromise. No, I just don't believe in credit. And so I don't use, I mean, I nowadays with bank cards that are also ATM, you know, that are also Visas, I don't need a credit card. I just use my ATM card, which is also a Visa. Anyway, neither here nor there. So, I had to pay an entire month rent security deposit, which is fine. So it was like, you know, about $1,300 that I paid them as a security deposit that I will get back when I move out, provided that I don't trash this place. Which I have no plans to do. Anyway, so I guess there's some arcane law in Connecticut that says that security deposits must be held in an interest-bearing account, and they must pay me the interest off of that interest-bearing account. So every month, I will be getting this check from the Bank of America. I just want you to see this. It is for 10 cents. It is a check for 10 cents.
Yeah.
From the...
You know, don't spend it all in one place.
But here's the thing. It arrived in an envelope with a stamp on it that was for 46 cents. It is printed on a full-colored, you know, a four-colored check, which I'm assuming has to cost them, you know, at least a penny or so for the paper, not to mention the time and processing and everything. So it's basically costing them about a buck to send me 10 cents. So I'm just saying, I think that they're, this is why I don't like banks. They're wasteful with their money. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do this. What was our death fund up to?
I hope you were keeping up with that. Otherwise, we're going to have to go back and listen to the last.
I'm flipping back here. We're up to $40 in the celebrity death fund. So we're up to $40 in the celebrity death fund. You know what? I'm going to kick in this 10 cents interest check right here. So I'm going to celebrity death fund. There you go. Thank you. I feel like it's a telethon all of a sudden here. But yeah, so now we're up to $40.10 in our celebrity death fund. And,
wow.
There you go.
Wow. Well, I have breaking news.
Breaking? I don't have that clip.
So, no, breaking news here, and I don't have one either, but I cashed the check, that check that I got for the legal thing.
Jesus Christ.
What was it?
The iTunes, you were suing Steve Jobs.
No, I suing...
For being the father of your
some
love
credit
child.
Card company for... It was the... What are those things? Class action. The class action.
Now, didn't
action.
Somebody replied somewhere on one of our forms of media.
I believe it was...
They, too, had gone through
that
this.
That Peter G. Actually...
Oh, that Peter G.
You know, since you're saying that... I didn't think on dubiousintent.com there are comments.
Yes,
there is a comment section under mm-hmm. each episode, and I hadn't right. even been looking at those because I didn't think that anyone was commenting. Right. And
now they come into my email, and nobody had been commenting.
So I just have to say on the AOL one, just to kind of, you know, break,
get caught
you know,
up.
Whatever.
Yeah, get caught up.
Poo
yeah.
transparent
you,
stories.
Wait. You sure you don't want to save this for the contact section?
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah, we'll save it for the contact. Because there's another one. Vera Charles replied one. And,
yeah. So I've been reading those and I've been meaning to actually read them on. But anyway, so yes, I cashed the check and I didn't get thrown in jail. So far, so good. It deposited $20 into my account. So apparently everything is okay, even though it looked like a really fake check. So
was it comically oversized?
No, it was tiny. It was like little, you know, little postcard size.
Right. And Ed McMahon bring it to you? Did he nope. Knock on your door and deliver it to you?
But apparently there is a second class action against American Express, and I may be eligible for that one as well. What?
Sorry. Apparently the phone's ringing.
Are you gonna get it?
I don't know where it's at. Where is it?
I don't know.
Can you check? Wait, over there where you are. Is that a coffin? you open that coffin and see if there's a...
Oh, yeah, I got it. See I got if there's, it, I got
all right,
it.
All right. You got it?
Hello, darlings! I should sound more somber. Well, hello, darlings. This is Donna Sugars.
Well, hello,
and Don Cornelius has died. The host of Soul Train. But he killed himself. Does that count for your guys' death pool? I don't know. Let me know. Kisses, darlings. Mwah. Bye, Don. I love your show. Let's get my boogie on. Bye, girl.
All right. Well, first of all, just to, you know, to make it official.
Right.
Yeah, we've already got a winner for the Don Cornelius Soul Train, which I believe was Yaz Mamadou, who got her entry last week on that front. Yes, it does count if the celebrity commits suicide. It does not count if they were murdered, because we don't want people to go out and murder celebrities just to get the prize fund up by $5.
Yes, this isn't like a life insurance policy where, you know, if they commit suicide, you know, it automatically is null and void.
Correct.
Although if we find, you know, a note from you to them saying, would you mind killing yourself so that I can win this contest?
Right.
That will nullify it.
So, but thank you for the call, Miss Nana Sugars.
So, you know, that attempt, Miss Sugars, actually went straight down the toilet, which is actually something that I have a story about. So last week, and I know you guys love my toilet stories anyway.
They're stories.
So last week, and I don't know why I have so many toilet stories in my life. I don't know why this is, but it, seriously, me and toilets. So I was working out, and I have to preface that I kind of have to explain about this. We have these little, as most apartments do when you have a gate, if it's a gated community, they give you these little remotes that you can click when you go through to open the gate. And normally...
Wait. That you can lick?
Click. Oh, click. They click.
You cut out right at that moment, and all I heard was that these little remotes that you can lick, and your hand was up near your mouth. And
I was going to mention it in the technology segment. It's a newfangled
right.
Thing.
It's those new lickable.
A lickable remote. But so no, you click. You press the button, and you know, usually they are made so that they have a little fastener and they can attach to your keychain, so you can go. You know, you can just have it there dangling on your keys. So a couple of months ago, my little attachment thing for my remote broke and it no longer will hang on my keychain. But to get a replacement, it's another $25 or $30. So I've just been carrying this around in my pocket. Well, when I go to the gym, I don't have any pockets normally because I'm wearing like a sleeveless shirt and some shorts. So in the middle of my workout, I needed to go to the bathroom. And to get back into the gym, you have to use the clicker. So I had to take the clicker with me into the bathroom. And I just needed to pee. So I'm walking up to the urinal and I go up to the urinal and I think, while I'm peeing, I'm just going to set the clicker on top of the little lip of the urinal on the little, right. You know, on the lip. So I finish peeing and everything works out fine. I zip up, I go to flush and everything, and I go to grab the remote. And I don't think I had flushed yet, but that makes it worse. So I had not flushed yet. So I'm going to grab the remote, flush, and then leave. Well, for whatever reason, I don't get a good hold on the remote, and the remote falls into the urinal and falls into that little hole, the tiny little hole in the urinal. And I have not flushed it yet. So I'm like, I've got a dilemma here. I'm like, I need to get this clicker out, but if I flush it, I'm afraid I might flush the clicker down because I don't know, like, or further, you know, push it further back into the urinal. And there's piss in there. So I'm just like, you know what? I've already shoveled poop. So, I mean, you know, I mean, pee's not going to hurt me, whatever. Right. So I reach my hand. Well, the problem is that the hole is not very large.
Right.
So I have to like do that little fisting hand, you know, where you kind of like make your hand really small. God.
Did you call Big Fatty? Because I hear he has some experience in that area.
No, I didn't. Maybe I should have. And so I reached down in there and I was fishing around for like a minute or two to grab hold with just like two fingers of some edge of this thing. And then pull it out. So, but I was able to retrieve it. And for all of you that are curious, it was sealed off well enough that the buttons that are plastic, it was molded in such a way that the plastic went all the way around the circuit board in there. So it completely covered it from the circuit board was completely dry. I pulled it all apart and you know, made sure everything was clean so it didn't have urine on it.
So everything's fine now.
Yes, my remote still works. And, yeah.
You're able to use your liquor.
I wouldn't want to lick it now.
And now it's minty fresh being in the thing. That, oh, my God. That was just...
Now, so you didn't have anything else, huh?
Well, I did, and I'll just tell you just briefly. There's some stunning things going on that, all right, so first of all, I had a really bad week. I don't know if you listen to the Vera Speaks program.
Are you asking me?
Yes, I'm asking you. Do you listen to the Vera Speaks program?
I listen to Vera Speaks all the time.
Apparently, there's Vera Speaks, who is an elderly lady in Woodland Hills, California, who does a show with her young son, Consense. Which I believe he is Asian from. Anyway, they do this little program, and they had some problems with Mevio, and so I offered to help. And so I got them set up on their own hosting account and on GoDaddy, which is where they already had some business. They already had some stuff with GoDaddy, so it just made sense to go to GoDaddy. And now apparently. What I didn't know is that this little housewife from Woodland Hills, California, is a very popular podcaster.
Right.
Like millions of people download her show every minute. And all million of those people are now sending me emails bitching about the fact that they cannot download the elderly housewife from Woodland Hills program off the internet. And I just want to say this, you know, it is on a GoDaddy hosting account and it is fighting with Apple and iTunes and the feed, right? Because if you go to her website, you can click on the little play button and you can play it fine. And that file is stored in the exact same place, regardless of where you go. And so it plays one place, but it refuses to download in another place. So it's some setting on GoDaddy that they have buried in their system. We've heard that there's something. But the point that I want to make is both GoDaddy and Apple have been informed of this. And there's really nothing more we can do. You know, she spent money for this account. So I'm not going to ask her to go spend money to move the account somewhere else. So all of you people out there who are, GoDaddy kills elephants. It raises baby elephants just to slaughter them, which it then sends to the Mormon church for some kind of sacrifice. You know what? I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to ask Vera to spend another $100 to go get a different hosting account to move the stuff from there. If you really feel that passionately about the young elephants, then, you know, send her a gift card for $100 or send her a PayPal donation for $100 and I'll, you know, and tell her what hosting company you want her to go to. The point is, do you have to be so fucking, just, you know, it's a podcast. It will work eventually. Just calm down. There's some technical issues. It just got moved. It's all right. So then on top of that, my machine starts breaking this week, right? So I had set up this thing where I was going to help the Mevio folks get their back catalogs put up on the internet and donate some Pride 48 stuff. And I'm still willing to do that. And I'm still going to do that. But unfortunately, my computer died in the middle of all this. So I had to like take time to like get my computer fixed here at the home. And I have a laptop that I could use as a computer in the meantime. However, a good friend of mine is going through a divorce and I have loaned him my laptop because he's living out of a hotel room and had no computer. So I didn't have the laptop to be using. And so it's just been a really, really horrible week. And so my computer's fixed now. And I will get started on the Pride 48 stuff. But you know what? I don't care. I'm going to the casino tonight, and then I'll deal with it tomorrow.
Well, I offered to help with that, but I didn't hear anything back. So.
You know what? I will be happy. I will deal with it tomorrow.
Right. So I'm just, anytime I don't have anything to talk about, I'm just going to give a little dating update. What was my last dating update?
You know what? People love your dating updates. They are, you know, they sit on the edge of their seat waiting to hear them. That it is like the most popular thing. That you could, oh, wait a second. Oh. Is that coming from that thing over there?
Wait. I got it.
You got it. Good.
Hello, lovies. I've got two death notices to give you, but please have that death phone ring now.
Wait, it's already rung.
Did it ring? ring it again.
Yes, it rang.
So there's two of them. Ring it again.
No.
The death notice is Mara's Mevio account. And the second death notice is the Chicken McNugget story. Please, for the love of God, kill it.
All right, so the Vera Mevio account has died, I think that doesn't count. I don't think we're gonna get the $5 there.
Yeah.
And the second thing is the
chicken McNugget story.
I kind of liked it.
it was a pretty good story.
Hey, if you didn't listen all the way through on the past episode, you can go to the end where I finished playing that clip. Because the greatest line ever from a weatherman.
It was.
With the, she gives great tips. I saw her at McDonald's.
I saw her giving some chicken McNuggets.
Other news now, Burbank police have arrested a woman accused of offering sex in exchange for chicken McNuggets.
Chicken McNuggets.
Oh, Big Fatty, you should never tell us not to do something.
Because, I know, really.
You know.
It just makes us want to do it more. You know what we should do, though? We should call Big Fatty.
We should.
Is there any... I don't listen to a show because I have unsubscribed from it. Do you listen to a show?
On occasion.
So is there anything going on over there that we could call and just... We just won't tell them who we are. We'll just call and...
I haven't listened in the past, week, so I don't know. I tend to, because his are so short... I tend to on a day when there's nothing else. I mean, there's no paint drying to listen to
no
or anything else.
Right.
No fingernails scratching down a chalkboard to listen to. Then I go, okay, I'll listen to some episodes.
I don't know. Pick a funny sounding name. What's a funny sounding name?
Kinky.
No, Kinky. No, something that sounds like a real name.
Oh, shoot. You're putting me on the spot here. You know I don't do well being put on the spot.
Larry. We'll just say Larry.
Oh.
Larry, and we need a funny-sounding last
Darryl.
Name. It's Darryl.
And my
Darryl.
Other brother,
well,
Darryl.
No, we'll say Darryl. We'll say Darryl. So, Larry Darryl. So, let's see. This will be a call for Larry Darryl. And we'll tell him that his check from Bank of America is ready. So, let's do this here. Let's see. Hit call. Speakerphone. Now he won't be able to hear you because I'm just doing this from my phone.
Don't you have an audio cable you could hook in there?
No. You'd just fuck it up anyway.
Gussie, you have reached Burbank.
Oh my God.
Would you leave me a voice letter on the bag phone and I will definitely play it on the show. Please send your fax now, or wait for the tone to leave a voice message. Begin speaking at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or press the pound key for more options.
This is a phone call from Mr. Larry Darryl. This is Steve over at Bank of America. We received his interest check in the amount of 10 cents that, quite frankly, it's just going to cost us too much to mail it out, so we just need him to come and pick it up. So if you could just give me a call back at 297-446-1798, and that's extension 207774. Once again, this is Steve from Bank of America, and I'm looking for Mr. Larry Darryl. So if you want to call me back, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You really should have said call 2x2DI+.
but then he'd know it was us.
Well, somebody must listen to us over there in the fat cave, because whenever we mention his name, it goes on there. So
you're right, exactly.
He's gonna know. So my dating update. So I am still dating the tranny assistant. No, I'm sorry,
yes.
I'm not. I did not call him that. And if you're listening,
you're dating your Filipino lover.
If you're listening, honey. No, I'm just kidding.
Filipino.
I don't even
lover.
I don't call him honey, but just if you're listening, honey.
But if
I
you
never
did,
call you that.
You would call him that.
So. So what the most recent undertaking or thing that has come up is he told me that maybe I should learn Filipino because, you know, then we could talk to each other in, you know, in Filipino. And I,
in a secret language.
Right. You know,
did you tell him that he should learn English?
He should learn English. No, we do speak English to each other. And so, and you know, I lost the page, but, so I was thinking, I don't even know what I've heard him have meetings. I did actually listen to him have a meeting the other night in Filipino. And, you know, a lot of Filipino is English. You'll hear like, bathroom, blah, 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 Windows XP, blah, 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 blah.
Well, that's because Windows XP is a brand name, and there is no, it's not like, you know, like, all right, let me give you an idea. Let's say, what's a foreign product that you might eat?
A foreign product that I might eat? A
you know,
burrito.
Like Nutella, no, Nutella or some brand okay. name, you know, like.
Nutella.
Okay, well, there you go. But I mean, there's no English. We didn't take the time to name it something different. That is a brand name. And so, but anyway, I don't know. Just go ahead.
Well, no, but see, the thing is that they actually, a lot of the Filipino language is English because they were, I think I've mentioned before that they were occupied by, I can't.
You're going to read the Wikipedia entry on this, aren't you?
No, I'm trying to find the stupid website that I closed. So anyway, I can't talk and Google at the same time. But no, they were occupied by Spain.
With an estimated population of about 94 no. million, the Philippines is the world's 12th most populous country. An additional 11 million Filipinos lives overseas. Multiple ethnicities and cultures are found throughout the islands. In prehistoric times, Negritos were some of the archipelago's earliest inhabitants.
Wow, that was a really hard word that you said. I don't think you said it right, but it sounded convincing.
I never know how to say that. Archipelago.
I think it's archipelago or I don't know. Anyway, Pelagio. It doesn't matter.
He was a soccer player, wasn't he? Archipelago.
So I was looking because there are actually iPad apps that you can get, like Rosetta Stone, that will teach
right.
you. But I'm like, which do I learn? Now he's going to correct me because I'm going to say this wrong because I thought it was Tagalog. Which mm-hmm. is, but I'm going to try to say it right. It's Tagalog, I think is the way it's pronounced.
What does it mean?
Well, it is one of the dialects, I believe. And it's just a mixture of like English. It's like a slang or whatever. And then, but I read somewhere that true Filipino, the ones that will kind of snub their nose at the people who speak the Tagalog. Would say they speak Filipino, which is actually a mixture of Filipino, Spanish, and English.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking, anyway, these apps. So I was like, which one do I get? Because there's a Filipino app, there's a Tagalog app, and there are, you know, all these in-betweens. But I was just wondering kind of what things sounded like. And I found a website because I have not selected an app yet. But just a few examples of what this might sound like here.
Mahal kita. Miss kita. Miss kita talaga.
She's like,
huwag kang mag-alala. Akong bahala.
That sounds like dirty.
I don't know. You know, I don't know if I could. And one of these, so mahal kita is I love you. Miss kita is I miss you. And the word miss is actually just the English word. Because they don't have a word for miss in Filipino. Anyway, so I'm going to try to learn a few things in Filipino so that I can, maybe say dirty things to him in public.
So you can say, Sugarto ka aking makinas na balad na ka maga kastanahan.
What? I haven't learned that much. I need to learn something like, I want to strip you naked and lick you all over. That would be a really good one to learn in Filipino, you know.
Strip you naked.
But, oh, we have learned that Google Translate does a horrible job translating
so
into Filipino.
Gusto como hobad.
Are you using Google Translate? Because he already told me that Google Translate sucks. I tried translating something and text messaging it to him, and he had no idea what I was saying.
Maybe he's just illiterate.
No, I don't know. Oh, great. Now you're calling him illiterate. So there's that. The second thing, the second update is we are going on another date tonight.
Oh.
And
Are you going to the Mohegan Sun Casino? Because I'll be there.
No, okay. But we're going to, he loves Japanese food.
Well, of course he does, because, you know, he's Filipino.
Well, you know what I found is that they are just a mixture. They're just a hodgepodge of all kinds of different cultures. But he loves the Japanese food and sushi. I believe he's going to eat some sushi tonight. And
you know what? You know why? It's the Philippines has been a part of several empires. The Spanish Empire during the Age of Imperialism, the United States after the Spanish-American War of 1898, and the Japanese Empire during World War II, until the official Philippine independence in 1945.
Well, that, you know what? That's very interesting. I'm glad you brought that up. Well, so we're going to a place called, and I hate fish. Like, I hate fish, but we found a compromise. And actually, I don't know if I like Korean barbecue either, but we found a place that serves sushi and like other Japanese food and Korean barbecue.
Ah, does it have halo halo?
I don't know. I have never been there. So, I mean, and their menu is quite extensive. But he says it's a good place, and he thinks I'll like Korean barbecue because it's spicy. But I've heard kimchi tastes like somebody's old sweaty foot, and I see that they have kimchi on here, so...
Philippine cuisine has evolved over several centuries from its Malayo-Polynesian origins to become a mixed cuisine with many Hispanic, Chinese, American, and other Asian influences that have been adapted to the local ingredients and the Filipino palate to create distinctively Filipino dishes.
Why, thank you. I feel You're like welcome. We're on one of those, you know, that show that used to come on PBS where this really cultured-sounding woman would talk over these chefs? Right. You know, I don't remember who it was, but she was like, now he's going to do something called Julianne. And what he does, you know, and she had this really calming, like, voice or whatever. So they have things like bibimbap.
Bibimbap.
mixed vegetable and rice. Duangjang jiji, which is bean paste stew with potatoes and vegetables. We have manduguk, which is dumpling soup. Bulgogi, or maybe it's bulgogi.
Okay, let me ask you this. when you go to this restaurant tonight, if you see chopsticks on the table, you know that it will not be authentic.
Oh, is that right?
Unlike many of their Asian counterparts, Filipinos do not eat with chopsticks. They use Western cutlery. However, possibly due to rice being the primary staple food and the popularity of a large number of stews, in the Philippines, the main pairing of utensils seen at Filipino dining table is that of a spoon and fork, not a knife and fork.
So anyway, there you go. So that is the update. We're
However, the traditional way of eating is with the hands, known as kamayan. I've seen more often.
You know, he does make that joke a lot. Like every time we eat, he's like, did you get chopsticks for me?
See, and now you can tell him that he could.
Shut up!
That is not how the Filipinos do it. You Filipino lover.
But this is not a Filipino restaurant. Sorry. It is Korean and Japanese. So.
Okay. Excellent.
That's it.
It's my little Spanish flea. I was trying to finish out the song. That's all I was doing. That, and I don't have the technology song loaded. So, you know, I've never bought it.
You have mentioned that several times, and
just play it I know, every goddamn time.
I know that 99 right cents here. Is a burden, but
it is.
You did get a check for 10 cents.
I did, so I'm now it's only 89 cents if I were to buy it now.
Right.
But I keep trying to get a hold of Dells in Dallas to see if he'll write us a new song. I'll pay $100 for that, but or $50. What was
that?
I was going to pay 50
you
bucks.
Said 50. Now it's gone 50, up to 100. Set it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip and zip it. This is like a different version. I don't even know what version that this is.
That
sounded different.
Yeah. All right. It's all right, though.
You know,
it's pretty much all the same thing.
Have you ever seen the cartoon called Invader Zim?
I have not, but it sounds interesting to me.
Well, one of the characters on there sounded just like that. So that's all I'm saying. It reminds me of Invader Zim.
Hey, where's Barry?
Right. Maybe he's maybe he does it.
So.
Wow.
Yeah, something like that.
Sounds like that.
So.
Yes. In technology, yes.
Yes, we got an email from Joey, which you're going to read, because apparently as soon as I see Joey's name, I delete any email with his name attached to it.
Cocktails and Cream Puffs doesn't send you emails.
I remember getting it, but it's not in my email now, so.
Right. He says, hello, gents. I have a topic I would love for you boys to discuss during your technology segment. Are we, first of all, Boo Hucker, make up your mind. Are we gents or boys? Because, you know, I'm fine either way, but you, Mr. Adam Burns over there gets very upset if people think that he's older than 25. So I would just stick with boys. Anyway, since this whole Mevio shit has gone down, please discuss the pros and cons of hosting on your own. I am personally with Libsyn and love it, but would love to hear about the GoDaddy angle.
Well, first of all, we've learned something. Don't go with GoDaddy.
Don't go with GoDaddy. Or if you do go with GoDaddy, don't tell anyone because everyone and their fucking brother has an opinion about that. Anyway, so yeah, here's the thing. I host Walkahol on GoDaddy. I don't have any problems doing that. And Vera's show is set up the exact same way as Walkahol. So everyone and their brother who like is diagnosing this and going, oh, what's this PodTrack thing redirect that you got going in there? No, there's hundreds of podcasts set up exact same way that don't have a problem. It's not that. Big Fatty Online is set up on GoDaddy. Tim Cormall, all of his shows are set up on GoDaddy, I believe. All of Amarin's shows are set up on GoDaddy, or he may have moved now to HostingGator. Matters not which way it is. But I think the bigger issue, because we've talked about this last week about moving stuff around, and we talked about GoDaddy's problems early in this show, but the thing that I did want to bring here out of Mr. Boohecker's things is the pros and cons of hosting your own podcast. And that is an interesting angle there, because there are a lot of services, for lack of a better word, like Podbean and Podpress, or is it Podpress? Podbean and Podomatic and some of these other places that you can go and, you know, it's kind of a, like a one-stop shop. You can create your podcast page and upload episodes and they take care of it for you. Or you could, and Mevio was the same way. Or, you know, you go the extra step and host your own things. I mean, you have your own domain, you set up your own blog and your own, you know, hosting site to put your files up onto, which means you have to do all the tagging and stuff yourself. And so that is an interesting point there. And I think this has never really been talked about on a podcast that I've heard about before, but I just wanted to briefly talk about what is involved in making a podcast. Can we do that really quickly?
Sure.
Okay, so there is the first hurdle of podcasting, which is recording. So there's, you know, you actually have to be able to record audio that you will then compress down to MP3. And that is, you know, the show of itself. So there is that step of it. On top of that, there is the layer of being able to tag that particular MP3 file. So going back in and giving it a show title and, you know, a description and artwork and author's names and things like that, so that when it plays in people's players, it actually has that information, you know, so that even though the file may be called DI 2077693, when people play it in their player, it says, you know, DI plus episode 25, here's the title. So that's the tagging stuff. This is all stuff you do before it ever hits the internet. Then yes. There is the hosting layer, which is, this is the place on the internet that you place that file. Sorry, that this is going to be the place that people out in the universe are going to be able to get that file from. It's some kind of internet hosting site that you're going to put it on. We use, what's the name of our site?
Host Monster.
So we use Host Monster here on DI Plus. Walkahol uses GoDaddy. Who else? Live It Up uses GoDaddy, although a weird one. And some people use Libsyn.
There's HostGator. There's DreamHost.
There's Libsyn. Libsyn that you can store files
domain.
On.
Domain.com.
Yeah. I know Donna Sugars uses Posterous, which is kind of cool because that's free. So Donna Sugars uses Posterous for Big Silly Hall.
I bet you could use Dropbox.
You cannot use Dropbox or Google Docs because, although you can share files from, though, they have a limit. So once it passes an invisible threshold, it will just shut it down. So you don't want to rely on Dropbox or Google Docs to host a podcast. So there's your hosting layer. That is the one layer of it. So now you have recorded a show, you have put it up on the internet, right? And now anyone in the world can get it, right? Because there it is.
Kind of.
So, but the problem is that that's not a podcast. What makes it a podcast is the very top layer that sits on top of all of that stuff, which is the feed. So the podcasting feed is what communicates to the outside world of, hey, this episode called this and does that has these things talked about and everything is stored at this location and you haven't downloaded it yet, or it was made available on this date and it's new so you can grab it and yada, yada, yada. And that's what iTunes reads. There are all these feeds, and that's what any other type of podcasting software reads, is all of these RSS feeds, which stands for really simple syndication. And really all it is just a file, a sequential file that points to where the audio is located on the internet. Like, this is the name of the show and it's located over here, so go and get it. What are you doing? What?
Nothing.
What is this? What is this?
It's pomp and circumstance.
Jesus Christ.
So now that you've graduated from the Daniel J. Brewer School of Podcasting.
So that is the whole thing. So anywhere along the line, there are a million different ways that you can do things. That's all I'm trying to say. There are a million different ways that you can record a podcast. There's 100 different ways that you can store them on the internet. There's yet again, 100 different ways that you can create your podcasting feed and make it available to the universe. So that's why it gets so complicated and so weird around here, is because everybody's way that they want to do things are things that they, you know, they feel strongly about, and those are things that they want to do.
Here is my thought quickly, because he wanted to know pros and cons. So I just want to give a thought here. The reason that I choose to have my own web host and store everything there and do all of it myself is because nowadays most web hosts have unlimited bandwidth, unlimited storage for fairly cheaply. So
usually about $5-6 a month.
Yeah, and I pay like $100 a year or something, and I just pay it all at once, and it's cheaper. Anyway, but it also gives you ability to create as many websites as you want, you know, do with a hosting account, that is. So not only can you store your audio files there, you can store your XML file, which is the feed. It's just an XML file. You can store them there. You don't have to go to 5 different places, you know, store your audio on Posterous and then have a WordPress blog over here and then do this over there. It's all in one place. And then if you do the feed burner thing and you always point everyone to your feed burner and not to your actual XML, wherever that's located,
right,
then if you move hosting accounts or you do anything like that, all you have to do is repoint the feed burner.
Correct. But I was just going to say the feed burner section is that top layer. That's the thing that creates your feed, which is aside and separate from. And so the real crux of it is that if you piecemeal it and do it yourself, then you can control all of those different areas that I told you about. The things that you record with, the things that you store it, you know, the places that you store it and how you build your feed. If you go for an all-in-one shop, which is what people on Mevio did, you don't get to choose any of those things. So something went crazy with the way that they stored their audio, but there's no way that they can do anything about it because they can't access the feed because it's being owned by Mevio. So that is the important thing. That is the real benefit of controlling everything yourself. It's a little bit more complicated, but it's much more flexible because if something new comes along or some kind of new thing comes along, then you're oh my God. How about that? We need to get that.
Wait. The phone's under the Filipino menu. Hold on. I got it.
Is that kimchi? Okay, you got it. All right, this is Larry, also known as Q Sledge. Here's another call for the Celebrity Deathline. Danny Cleburne, a 37-year-old baseball player who previously played for the Orioles and the Tampa Bay Rays, I believe. Apparently, he passed away today on my birthday, oddly enough. Oh, yeah, have a wonderful day. Bye.
You know, it's a good thing that Larry has an entry into the contest already because,
Yeah, I was going to say, what does he
have? Some random sports guy.
Does he have a book of unknown celebrities who may die in the next few days, like a big almanac or something? Because he calls about the most obscure people. Well, you know, the inventor of the zip tie died yesterday. You know, I mean, it's like, who knows these people?
Right. I'm going to play for you the following clip.
Spider Pig. Does whatever a spider pig does.
The actual Korean animator that drew the second hoof print on the ceiling during that scene died today.
Oh.
thank you very much, Larry. But no, I'm sorry. That's not going to cut it. So where was I in my whole thing? What I was going to try to say was, you know, controlling things is more complicated, but it gives you much more flexibility. And I think that is the difference between hosting it and doing it, whatever. It's not as complicated as owning a new television, though.
Well, no, I wanted to say one last thing and then I'll go into that. So,
that was a perfect segue.
Oh, I know
too.
It was, but we can't have those. My thought is, yeah, you want to control everything yourself because something can happen like it does on Mevio. My second point would be, I think the free options are great or the Libsyn options are great, but if you have the mind to learn how to do things, I think having your own hosting account brings everything all to one place and it gives you more options in the long run. So
I would agree.
You know,
with
anything you want, anything that we want to do. If we want to do a live show video and have it on our webpage, I can just put up a little page, create a link or whatever, you know, I'm not going to get into the technical, but we can do it, you know. So anyway,
if we wanted to play this clip 24 hours a day.
Other news now, Burbank police have arrested a woman accused of offering sex in exchange for chicken McNuggets.
Chicken McNuggets.
We could do that. We could do that.
For the love of God, give me some chicken McNuggets for some sex. Okay, so this isn't, I'm just mentioning it because it's technology. I got my part of my income tax back and I decided that I needed a television in my bedroom because, well, A, the Filipino and I only have a love seat. Because I left the couch in Dallas.
Because he is your Filipino lover.
Right. There's not a whole lot of room on the love seat. So when he comes over and we want to watch TV in the living room, I mean, he can never get comfortable. Like, he just flops all around.
He's like a cat that just like keeps like meow, you know, like moving around and meeting at you.
My bed is very large and soft and everything. And so, you know, I need a TV in there so we can just go in there and cuddle up and watch TV. And the second thing is my mom, I always fall asleep on the couch when I'm like every night. I'm watching TV. I'm attempting to watch TV and I fall asleep. It's been the way it's been for my entire life. And I end up with like a crick in my neck the next morning because the love seat is so small that my head's all in a jacked up position. And my mom always says, you just need to go to bed. You're just trying to stay awake and you just need to go. So now I can put a TV in
there.
You
were doing a little big fatty there for a second, weren't you? Trying to imitate your mom.
Yeah.
And what you need to do, Adam, is you need to go to bed.
So when I told my parents my idea, she was like, I think that's a great idea because now you can watch TV in there. And if you fall asleep, you'll already be in your nice, comfortable
bed. I think that's a great idea. You and your Filipino lover will have you great in your bed.
She did not say that. So a good brand to get if you're kind of on the budget is Vizio.
Plus, you could watch porn in there. You could watch porn while having sex.
That is true. I could watch porn in there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a second Roku because I don't need to worry about the cable because I hardly ever watch that. And I'm going to hook that up in there because I have that $50 gift card to Best Buy that I haven't spent yet. And I ended up getting a Vizio 32-inch LED backlit LCD. It's called a Razer, I think. Vizio Razer. But anyway, a Vizio is a very good, cheap option. I've owned a couple of them, and they're a lot more, they're on the more affordable side, and the quality is really good. So now my next step is I need to mount it on the wall. So, you know, those mounting things are expensive.
Yes,
like the
they
cheapest
are.
Thing to mount the damn thing was $50. So, and I got it's a 32-inch, and that's it. I don't have any expert advice on TVs, but I think Vizio is a good brand.
Excellent.
And it wasn't that. And you know what? I could hook up a computer to it, and I could do things on Windows 8 from my bed. Yes, I could. And because
how would you do things on Windows 8 because that hasn't been released yet as a public beta?
Well, I have the developer preview, but I believe that somewhere I heard that there is going to be a public some kind of build, whatever it's called, going to be released soon.
The public beta version of Windows 8 will be available at the end of February. They're talking around like February 27, 28, so like the absolute end of February. But yeah, so if you've got an old machine laying around, if you like to dual boot or whatever, and you want to take a look at what Windows 8, the future, it's estimated. So if I'm assuming this is going to kind of be like Windows 7 was. They released the public beta, and it was basically a full version of Windows that went for, oh my goodness.
Isn't he hot?
Who is that? Is that your Filipino lover?
No, it's some. It's in my Google Plus feed. I have a couple of just cute guys who I decided to follow because they were cute. And this guy just posts neat things anyway. And he just posted this picture of this model.
Well, there you go.
That's all.
Anyway, I was going to say is I'm assuming it's going to be kind of like Windows 7, where it's a basic, it's a full version of Windows. It'll be good for not quite a year after they release it. So play around with it, and then you can see, and then it'll be.
Well, I'm already dual booting my laptop, so I'll just go in, and I have the developer build, so I'll probably try to go in and just reinstall over that.
Excellent. And I think that's pretty much it in the tech segment, other than I started using Mint this week. I don't know. Do you use Mint? Do you use any kind of online financing system?
I'd
never used Mint before. But now that I have, I just have it on my personal account. So just so you know how the finances work around these places. All of the household stuff all goes, you know, direct deposited into our household account. And that's where Robert takes care of paying all the bills and everything that I don't pay attention to. And then there's a certain amount of money out of each paycheck. I think it's like about $500 every paycheck goes into my personal account, which is what I use to eat and, you know, buy gas and whatever. I pay for the hookers and blow pretty much. But anyway, so I just started using Mint, and I thought it was funny today because I just got this.
Too much in this category.
No. They sent out, you know, like a weekly thing of like where your money has gone over the past 7 days. So let's see. So over the past 7 days, do I have any music for this? Anyway, so over the past 7 days, I have spent $235.85. $128.74 of that is restaurants. So
yeah,
a little over 50%, like about 55% of there.
It'll give you a nice pie chart of like all the
I'm looking at everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and if you add in the $17 I spent in fast food on top of the restaurants, then you've pretty much got like a pretty good, so $150 in food this week and $34 in gas. And that's only because I filled up the car completely, which I do about once every 3 weeks. So, there you go. That's my week. And then the other one, I bought these new attractive Walmart glasses that fell into the eye care category, and then the TiVo.
You know, I used that for a long time, and my bank account is still hooked up to it. But after a while, I didn't really care what categories I was spending my money in. And I am so geeky that I like to have a spreadsheet. When I'm saving for stuff or trying to track the balance of my account, I like to have a spreadsheet that has a sum column. And I have a debit and credit, and I just create it myself. So I have a Google Doc where I have tabs for every month of the year. And then I can project where my savings account is going to be in, like, August.
Your savings account be in September when you go to Vegas? Will you have enough to gamble this year?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not looking at the spreadsheet, and I haven't gone out to September yet.
Technologic. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it.
The new.
You know, I really need to pee. And speaking of needing to pee, a British porn star has insured his penis for $1 million. It has been revealed.
$1 million, yes.
Kieran Lee from Derby took out the insurance policy with Lloyd's of London earlier this week, reports The Sun. Lee's porn studio, Brazzers, took out the policy in case the star suffered an injury. He explained,
what's his name again?
Kieran, it's K-E-I-R-A-N, and then L-E-E. And apparently there are photos of this penis online.
That's where I'm going. I'm looking there now.
But anyway,
so I want to see this $1 million penis.
Took out a policy in case he suffered an injury, adding that the company would not pay him if he were to lose his penis. Quote, I had to have a medical exam to make sure I was all fit and healthy, Lee said. I don't plan on losing my penis anytime soon. The worst part is that if anything does ever happen, the money gets paid out to Frank Lipari, my boss. Lee has filmed around 800 scenes in his porn career, with about 600 of which for the Brazzers brand. I don't think he's... So, I had a dream last night, actually. Now that we've been talking about,
you had a dream that you were sleeping with Kieran. He's not that attractive.
Did you find his penis?
Yeah, but I just want to say he does straight porn. He doesn't do gay porn.
Yeah.
Like most straight porn actors, I'm sorry, straight guys or straight people out there, but like most straight porn actors, he's not that attractive. Which is really weird. In straight porn, the guys are like, no one looks at the guys, and so they just have these generic looking, not really that attractive guys. They're like guys that couldn't make it in gay porn go into straight porn.
Oh, is that his penis? That's big.
It's not that big.
Are you seeing a picture with like a blonde headed girl about to suck on it?
Yeah.
Whew. It's a nice one. Okay, anyway, I had a dream last night that I was having sex with somebody and my penis broke. And no, I mean not just broke. I mean like brutally, like a chainsaw massacre type thing where half of my penis like peeled off.
Ugh,
it was horrible. It was like, have you ever had one of those dreams where your teeth fall out?
No.
No? They say when you're really stressed about something that it's common to have dreams like that.
I do not have a very stressful life, so no.
So I wasn't stressed last night, but I don't know if I was thinking about Kieran or whatever his name is or what, but I had a penis dream. So, speaking of penises, NBC has yanked the planned episode of reality series Fear Factor.
Yes.
After,
is that still on the air?
It came back. Oh. They brought it back. After it broke last week that contestants would be served donkey semen.
Well, if it broke, they probably should have insured it for $1 million.
The episode had groups of twins competing for $50,000 and competing a trio of stunts, with donkey semen chugging as one of the segments and surviving an electric fence as another. Instead, NBC will air a Fear Factor repeat. The network had no comment on its decision to yank the episode, which was a source of debate behind the scenes. Producers typically make the case to network censors that a gross food item on the show is always a delicacy in some part of the world. For instance,
Where in the world is donkey semen? Like,
for instance, horse semen. Not whore semen, but horse semen.
I gotta get me some of that whore semen. You can find that over at Big Fatty's house, I think. The whore semen.
Horse semen is consumed in Australia and New Zealand.
Also, a little Aussie battler drinks the horse semen.
Right. So, yet the network's discomfort with the episode was evident. Originally, the episode's official description listed only the two other stunts, then vaguely noted the teams also put themselves to the test, eating the unimaginable.
I don't want to imagine. No, don't. So, I don't want to imagine. I'm done. La 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 la.
Do you guys think that the donkey stunt was too dirty for TV?
Not at all. No, definitely not.
It wasn't?
No. Now let's go. Let's leave.
No. Listen.
We really can't say anything. We signed a confidentiality agreement, so we're not allowed.
No, that's fine. I'm just going to ask you what you feel about it instead of, you know, I don't even know anything about the production. Just how did you feel about it? Do you think that the producers went too far by making you guys drink donkey semen?
No.
We're not allowed to talk about it. Oh, no. I just want you to tell me what you think.
My internet's, my wireless is just, I need to get a new router.
We need to get
U-verse. What's the difference?
U-verse has had a problem. I've had the same problem with U-verse. That's what we're like. I'm ready to switch to Cox.
No, it's my wireless. Like, I don't know if it's the router itself or what. If it's wired, it's okay. Anyway, I'm going to complete this now.
The difference between that and porn?
Obviously, a large difference. Are you serious?
Thank you.
Okay, I know. I'm just wondering.
No sexual acts involved.
What did it taste like?
We really can't talk.
Yeah, we can't really.
Okay.
So uncomfortable.
If you had another offer, would you do it again? If they offered you to do it again, would you do it again?
Probably.
Can you turn this guy off?
Okay, was it worth
please?
It?
Please.
We had a great experience.
Anyway, there's.
Please.
Huh?
Just please shut that guy up. He's like one of those doofass God. He's like a early morning radio stooge, right? He's one of the interns that they send out who doesn't know how to formulate a question, doesn't know how to do anything. And the two DJs are going to be sitting back in the studio listening to this going, oh, what did you ask him? That was a good question. You should have asked him, Mary. Should have asked him. And it's like, you know what? No, that's not journalism. That's not even interesting. It's bullshit. It's annoying. And it's just like, oh, just go away. Go away, you fucking cunt.
That was TMZ. And I think that's what they have a tendency to do is just run up to celebrities and non-celebrities and just keep asking them questions.
I have played the song. I have played the noise. It's your birthday. The noise has been played. The foot has come down.
All right.
There will be no talk of horse semen today.
This week in birthdays, this person is dead.
Let me ask you this. I know he's dead and everything, but let me ask you this. Is he alive? Because, you know, I think that everyone would really like to know if he's alive. Is he alive?
No, he's dead.
Well, no, okay. But is he alive? Because that's what these people sound like in my head.
What would you do?
They're just
again?
Like, you give them an answer, and then they immediately like, yeah, okay, but is he alive? this is the theme to Charlie's Angels. Yes?
Yes, it is.
So the person that would be dead here would be Tom Bosley?
I'm sorry, it's a she.
Oh, said, a she that's dead.
Yeah.
Farrah Fawcett.
Yes, it is Farrah Fawcett. You know, in the Excellent. In the promo photo for Charlie's Angels, she has some tittage.
Yes.
She has some tittage coming out there.
In the promo photo for Charred Angels.
We have the tittage in the promo photo. So
she was Farrah Fawcett. later she was in that made for TV movie, The Burning Bed.
Farrah Fawcett would have been 65.
She was batshit crazy. I just gotta say. Did you ever see an interview with her when she, like, later in life? She was just batshit crazy.
Didn't she do, like, a late-in-life Playboy shoot or something?
Yes, that was to try to after, get she had had, after she had had her mastectomy and stuff. Yeah, and she was doing all these naked pictures, you know, like naked paintings where she would cover herself in paint and then roll around on canvases and... You couldn't even tell that it was she's crazy.
So, happy birthday. Well, except that you're dead, but happy birthday. So our next one, I have no.
Wait, okay. But is she alive?
She's dead. But.
Okay. I understand. Okay. But I'm just asking you what you think about.
I'm gonna reach through the screen and punch you.
See, that's how they make me feel.
So this next one, I don't know if you will get because I don't know this theme song, but you're older than me. So maybe you will know this. And this person, this is a woman. Uh-huh. And I have two clips. I have one of her speaking in a recent TV show. And then I have a clip of the show that she's famous for.
Okay.
So here we go. Here's the theme.
This is the theme to a show?
Yeah.
I have no idea what show that is. No idea.
Okay, well, I don't either, so there we go.
Never
heard
it.
So here is a clip of her speaking. Wait a minute, let me rewind it.
Ooh, look. Young stuff.
Anything?
Ooh, young son. No.
No, it was Falcon Crest was the show.
Yes.
Does that tell you anything?
No,
I
it doesn't.
I shouldn't have selected this one. She's a blonde. She's still considered hot, even though she's in her 60s now. Morgan Fairchild.
Morgan Fairchild.
Yes, Morgan. I shouldn't have selected her. She's just, there was nothing recognizable to play. But anyway, Morgan Fairchild turned 62.
Congratulations.
And I won't even count that one against you because that was a hard one. So, here is the next one.
So, is this the person singing this song?
Yes.
He was a poet. too. Oh, Alice Cooper.
Okay, I know that was a long build up. Yes.
I had to get to the chorus there.
Yes, it was Alice Cooper, and I believe he's still alive. Lord knows why. But anyway, Alice Cooper turned 64.
Aw, it's only 2 years older than Morgan Fairman.
You know, isn't it funny that rock stars, as they get older, still think that they can dress in the same skin-tight, like, yes, leather things.
Like Steven and, Tyler.
You
yes
know, all of that stuff. It's crazy. Okay, so happy birthday, Alice Cooper. So our next one is also a guy, and it is the singer on this one as well.
Axl Rose.
Oh, come on. This is a good song, too.
But I'm just saying, I recognize the song immediately.
Can I tell you, I never listened to Guns N' Roses, but if this is him in this video, he was really cute back in the day.
Yes. Yes, he was.
I mean, he looks really cute. And like he looks like he's 12 in this video. But anyway, Axl Rose, let's see. He turned 50. So he probably is not cute anymore.
No.
But
matter of fact, I believe he was on the Celebrity Fat Farm recently.
But back then, he was a hottie, let me tell you. Okay.
That was back then.
This is a woman, and that's all I'll say about this.
Unforgettable. That does not sound like
a woman. Okay, that's not a woman.
That's what you are. It is Natalie Cole.
It is Natalie Cole.
The person singing right now would be Nat King Cole, her father.
So, someone who made themselves famous off of the career of their parent, Natalie
now,
Cole...
No, come on. She is a very gifted vocalist in her own right.
No, she is. She is. But you never heard about Natalie Cole until this duets album came out. And then all of a sudden,
right,
you know, she was a big thing. So, Natalie Cole turned 62. Never.
The same age as Morgan Fairchild. I keep wanting to say Morgan Freeman, but I know it's not Morgan. Because it's like, as I approach the birthday cake, I could see the candles on
right
it from the distance. Morgan Freeman.
So happy birthday, Natalie Cole. So this next one, surely you'll know this one, but I know you don't know the country singers. But Lord, if you don't know this person, I don't know what I'm going to do. But Gay Country West probably knows who this is. But anyway, here we go.
Blaming all on my roots, I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie affair.
Now you need to, if you don't know it, you'll know when we get to the chorus.
The last one to show,
I don't know.
Surely.
Thought you'd see there.
I don't know who
we have
it
to get
is.
To the, we have to get to the chorus. So this is a famous, I don't know if he still does much, because he famously quit country music to raise his children. But he was like the best-selling male artist.
Charlie Pride?
No.
Hank Williams?
No.
I don't. That's the extent of my knowledge of
it's
Willie
Garth
Nelson.
Garth Brooks.
That's Garth Brooks?
Yes, it is. So anyway, Garth Brooks. I don't know. He did have a comeback at one point, but I don't know if he's still doing touring or not. But anyway, Garth Brooks turned 50.
Turned 50. You know, he's a member of GLAAD.
And he was famous because, it was... Because he was like at the height of his career, like he was having all these number one bestseller everythings, and then he just announced that he wanted to spend more time with his family, and he quit. And then he did, I think he came back at one point. But anyway, there you go. Garth Brooks, happy birthday. Our last one is a guy who was one of the main characters of this show. Let me say he was the younger of the two. So there we go.
Wait. know this song. I just can't think of what show it's from. Is it from, is it Boston Legal?
It is Boston Legal.
And he was the younger of the two, so that would be James Spader.
It is James Spader. There you go.
Because Denny Crane doesn't age.
Denny Crane. James Spader turned 52.
52, 10 years younger than Morgan Freeman or Morgan
Fairchild, whatever.
I remember watching the Boston Legal on the television as it glowed in the distance.
Now,
and I laid in my overstuffed chair with a handful of nuts.
Now, I don't have a theme song for this one, but as you guys might recall earlier in the episode, we did have another celebrity birthday. Larry, a.k.a. Q Sledge,
yes,
had a birthday last week.
Happy birthday, Larry, a.k.a. I remember him drawing the artwork for this very show as he pulled up his talented pencil and drew it across the paper in concentric circles, oftentimes dabbed in for different colors.
Now, here's what I think we should do.
I don't even sound like Morgan Freeman, but I still am just really having fun doing that.
There are podcaster birthdays, I think I should include those in the mix and just play the theme song from that podcast.
Oh, okay. Well, then do it.
But I don't know when all the podcasters' birthdays are. So if
they have to tell you.
Right. So if you are a podcaster or you know of a podcaster,
whose birthday is coming up, like maybe on March 28th, like that would be, I don't know, me. You know, I do want some Amazon gift cards. If you want to give me an Amazon gift card, you know, I won't turn it down. March 28th will be my birthday.
Right.
Big one this year, 45. So I should get lots of presents this year. 45. I need glasses. I need glasses.
So that's what we're going to do. So if you know of a podcaster and you know their birthday and you want to send that, that's great. If you are a podcaster and you want to shamelessly plug your show on ours and us wish you a happy birthday, and I hear a kitty again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. It's Celine. She wants to let you know that her favorite podcaster has a birthday coming up on March 28th.
So that's what we're going to do. So that's all the birthdays.
Now, can you play the theme song from Q Sledge's show?
I don't have it. I could if I had it. But it's your birthday.
Love the laser.
So,
you know what? The people that I like wanted to redo the theme song and everything, they've now blocked me.
They blocked you?
It's because I asked one too many times if they still wanted to do it. And I, you know, they were British and they were like, oh, sure, no problem.
Was
mate.
It flat 29?
You know, I'm not going to drag anyone's name through the mud.
They blocked you?
No, I'm just saying.
Wow. Harsh.
Don't ask them to make a theme song.
Harsh. And they're straight anyway. Wait, I mean, not that that's
eating,
who it is.
A cheese sandwich. But, no, I didn't. Never said that it was flat 29.
So emails. We got our first email is from Turnip Head.
Turnip Head.
Yes, and he says, "Hey there, Daniel and Adam. I was listening to episode 26 earlier today while I was out running my errands, and Adam was bringing up the PNP grinder thing, which got me to thinking. What did I say about PNP?
I don't know. You said something about everyone was all PNP and...
I don't know. I mention getting blocked? You know,
possibly.
Funny story. I don't know if I mentioned this last week. I got blocked from... I got banned from Grindr.
For what?
I don't know. Well, that's the thing. I don't know what. So Grindr can suck my dick. But what I want to say is a couple of years ago when Grindr first came out, I kept trying to put up pictures of myself in my underwear on my profile picture.
Yes.
And eventually they got really mad at me and they banned me. Well, in order to get unbanned, you have to send them an email begging on your hands and knees, practically giving them a blowjob, even though you're not supposed to do that in their app called Grindr. And then you have to email them your entire serial number from your device, which is a like 300,000 character number that you cannot copy and paste from the iPad. You have to sit there and type the damn thing out. So I did it. Then they send you an email back and they say, okay, well, you were really naughty. I mean, I'm paraphrasing here. We can unban you this one time, but that is it. You need to behave yourself from now on. Well, I've been doing good. I haven't posted any more underwear pictures. I haven't done anything. And all of a sudden the other day, I get this pop-up saying, you've been banned from Grindr. Somebody possibly reported you for breaking our terms and service or whatever. Well, the only thing I can think of is the other night I was trying to think, what can I put in my profile that is not sexual? And I have the photo of me and my headphones on there because I thought that was a good photo. Yes. And everyone always asks, are you a DJ? And I have to say, right. No, I'm a podcaster. So in my profile, I put, I'm a podcaster, and I put dubiousintent.com.
Oh, you were advertising.
And I didn't even think about it, but they sent me a pop-up saying, we've edited your profile because you broke our terms of service. But this was like 2 or 3 days before. And then all of a sudden, 3 days later, I was banned again. So the only thing I can think is maybe they decided to ban me because I had advertised dubiousintent.com.
Well, screw you, Grindr.
And it's my second time, so I don't even think that I can email them and beg again because they'll say, you remember that time 2 years ago when we unbanned you? Yeah, too bad. So sad.
Screw you, Grindr.
Screw you, Grindr. Anyway, it says, none of the numerous medications I'm on are really any fun, except I then realized that I do have to take diuretics. So if I drank a quart of water, thought I would translate that from Mexican for you, and then took my pee pills, and then peed on someone or more than one, would that be considered PNP? Just wondering. Love you.
Oh, we need a rim shot.
I love a good rim shot, you know. You know, actually, you know, now that I have the whole pee toilet story, you know, there's another example
right.
of pee.
Maybe Turnip Head could have come over and helped you with the pee story.
Fish the remote.
No, Turnip Head. No.
Fish the remote out of there. So our next fish one is from.
Although Turnip Head, I'm glad that he got his medical conditions taken care of, you know, up there in the Canada world where they have free health care. And he's looking like he's feeling a lot better. So
did he?
Glad to have you back with us, Turnip Head.
Well, see, I didn't realize that he wasn't feeling well, so I'm also glad that you're feeling better. And is he a Canadian?
He is.
Well, okay. So anyway, I guess you'd have to be. I was wondering if he was American because he came to Pride 48 all the way from Canada.
He did. All the way.
See, I didn't even know he was a Canadian.
Foreign country.
He used to listen to the Adam and Maddie show, and I'm sure I should have known that he was Canadian, but I don't remember that. Hmm? Anyway, so why do you say Mexican?
You don't listen to Big Fatty, do you? You know what? I wouldn't know because I have unsubscribed.
Occasionally.
But what I understand from hear tell from other people who do listen is that apparently Big Fatty calls everything Mexican that isn't American. So it doesn't matter what it is, it's Mexican. So
when next week when right. Big Fatty mentions me on his show for us talking about him, he would call it my Mexican lover?
He would not do that because he's not going to talk about you on his show. The chances of him talking about you on his show are slim and none.
He's mentioned me on his show already.
I don't listen. I am subscribed.
On the beginning, the beginning thing.
Oh, well, that's not him mentioning you. That's you playing a piece. That's you just playing with yourself.
He talks about it, and he talks to me. Anyway.
That is. He does not talk to you. If you think that Big Fatty is talking to you, if you hear his voice talking to you, you need to seek help.
He talks directly
to me. You need to take some kind of psychiatric help. Big Fatty is not talking to you as you're walking through the grocery store. Oh, turn over there. Get that ham. You need to get that ham and take it home. That would be really good to have some bacon with that. That voice in your head is you going crazy.
I'm just saying, man, that cock is nice. Anyway, our next one is from Moose P, and I'll let you read that one.
Oh, good. I don't have that up.
The name of this site that has the picture of his cock is called Onion Booty. onionbooty.biz/i-am-cock, if anyone wants to look that up. And it's a really surprised-looking blonde.
I do not have an email from
about to be speared by this.
I do not have an email from
Moose. All right, I'll read it. Hi, Daniel. Since you're Vera's tech support, I thought I'd write.
Oh, that came in here? Oh, I thought that he was just doing that. Okay. No, this is what I talked about earlier, and I'm not getting mad at Moose for saying anything. I'm just saying that this was early on.
I'm getting an error message when I try to download Vera's little show from 2812.
It's a GoDaddy problem, and I told GoDaddy, and I don't know. If anyone knows, then help, but don't yell at me. Just help.
By the way, Daniel, there might be something wrong with the RSS feed.
No, there's nothing wrong with the RSS feed.
Thank you,
nothing wrong with
Moose
the RSS feed.
So our first voicemail is from Miss.
By the way, I owe Moose like $60 from that Live It Up prize thing. I should probably mail it.
You should probably deal with that on Live It Up.
Yeah.
Anyway, so our next one is we don't deal with other podcast business on here. So let's listen to the first voicemail, shall we? Yes.
Well, hello, boys. Oh my goodness, darling, I had to call you back again. Because Adam, yes. Oh my goodness, you had Tiffany Amber Thiessen for her birthday, and you didn't know the name of the guy. His name is Matt Bomer from the show White Collar. Yes, he is super gorgeous and spends a lot of time out of his shirt and is gay in real life. Oh, you could actually have that. Oh,
wait,
my
what?
Goodness, he's yummy. He's also going to be starring in that new...
I didn't quite catch the name, Thad something or other, maybe, but the guy who it stars in White Collar.
Oh, you know, we just started watching that.
I love that show. I mentioned it on Dubious Intent like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Last week when I talked about Tiffany Amber Thiessen. She's on that show, and the guy with the blue eyes is super hot, the convict.
Yes.
And apparently Donna Sugars is saying he's gay, and I could have that.
Magic City or Magic Jack or whatever, where he's going to be playing a stripper right alongside Chatting Bird My Penis Tatum. So, oh my goodness, can you imagine him as a stripper? Oh! Well, just thought I'd just tell you. Kisses!
So wait, by who? He's playing a stripper with who? Tatum? Who, Tatum?
Channing. I didn't catch that because I was reading this thing here. He is Matt Bomer is his name. Matt Bomer.
Okay.
Matthew Staten, Matt Bomer.
Well, I will be looking for that movie because both of the people mentioned that are going to be strippers in that movie are hot. So that'll be a good one for me to watch in my bed on my new TV.
On your new TV.
Right.
Oh, that's a really good idea, Adam. You should have that Matt Bomer in your TV while you watch.
Yeah.
In your bed while you watch. Oh, God damn it. I messed it up.
Now, here's our next one.
Yes.
Hi, this is Paul from Asia. I also forgot to mention a sippy cup. Are they fabulous, you think? Bye-bye.
Now, first of all, it's Paul, but his cell phone broke up when he was saying where he's from. So not certain where he's from. Secondly, there was a call from the same phone number like a minute previous to that one that was completely silent. So yes. Apparently this person thought that he was leaving us this really long detailed voicemail and then called us back to tell us something else about it.
To say, additional to this long voicemail. All right, so let's see if we could unravel this here. So the reference to the sippy cup is the reference to the New Year's Eve party that I went to in Danbury.
I forgot all about that.
Through no fault of my own, drinks were knocked out of my hand twice, and then they all said, oh, you're clutch, you need a sippy cup. And so they gave me a sippy cup, which, of course, me being me, I said, sure, I'll drink out of the sippy cup. So I drank out of the sippy cup for the rest of the evening, and then proceeded to get really sickeningly drunk. but that's aside from that. So it could be someone from that party, because quite frankly, I don't know everyone that was... I do remember at some point somebody there said something about alcohol. So I know that there's somebody there that listened to alcohol, but I can't. So it could be that, but it wouldn't have been, you know, Paul was not, he's not either Kevin nor Brian, whose house that I stayed
well,
at. So it's not Kevin and Brian.
British. I'm not saying that there aren't British people in.
But here's the thing. I also mentioned the sippy cup right after on the show here. So it could just be someone referencing back to the sippy cup. So Paul, what is the area code of the phone?
Oh Lord. Well, you told me to start saving these and as MP3s, and I don't have Google Voice pulled up.
All right, well, that's all right. I was just saying, we could at least narrow it down to a state as to where they're from, based off the area code. Of course, that doesn't necessarily work either, because calls from my phone are still getting the South Carolina area code, because I haven't switched my number yet.
True, but anyway, his name is Paul. We do know that much.
Well, Paul, I'm sure that the sippy cup addendum was hilarious to your much lengthier message that you thought you left.
Oh, wait. Danbury, Connecticut. Yes.
Ah, so it's from Danbury.
203.
One of the Danburys.
512.
Don't give out the number.
No, just kidding.
Jesus.
5555.
So it's Danbury. So it's someone calling from one of the Danburys' phones, or somebody calling from, anyway.
I don't.
Paul, we're sure that it was a fabulous voicemail.
So, Paul, here's what you need to do. You need to call back and leave the beginning part of that voicemail.
Please. Please do. Because now I'm interested, and I want to see how the sippy cup works into this whole
thing. We're on pins and needles, Paul.
Were you at the party that I was drinking? Did I touch you inappropriately?
Lord knows. Did you sit on Daniel's lap, perhaps? Because he likes to have people sit on his
lap. Did you sit on my... Was there a cartoon sketchist near us that drew a picture of you sitting on my lap? Much like he caught Adam, you know, that image of Adam sitting on my lap.
I believe I was gambling on your lap.
Right, you were gambling on my lap.
It's probably what I was doing. So our last one here, let's just see what this is.
You ready to start using the prospecting system the pros use? Now you can expose thousands of prospects to your network marketing opportunity with the click of a mouse. This brand new system uses new technology to extract targeted leads in just seconds. It's as easy
new
as using
technology.
Google. It can even call your leads for you. Rejection free.
Really?
This system will have prospects chasing you to join your company. This is by far the most advanced lead generating system on the planet. You'll also get access to our conference call on demand technology that dials your prospects, invites them to your conference call with an automated message.
All right, that's enough of that.
Every time it says prospects, I keep hearing prospects.
He could be an announcer for our show, though. He has a really nice voice.
He's a robot.
So
we don't need a robot announcer for our show.
Any of you people who've had problems with your prostates,
with your prostate.
You need to, email us and we'll give you the number for that marketing firm who has even better than Google. Even better.
I think we should not give that number. I think we should be using them so that we can get ahead of Cocktails and Cream Puffs, which is the number 13 show on iTunes. If you look up Cocktails and Cream Puffs,
the number 13.
Hey, you know,
if you look up Cocktails and, you know, I don't know what Cocktails and Cream Puffs has been doing. Oh wait. That was the end of our contact section.
No, it's not.
Wait.
As before mentioned, there are, you know, comments on every single, you can leave a comment right on our website for the different episodes that are there. Not only that, but sometimes when Adam remembers to do it, it's linked on our Google Plus page and you can actually post comments there. So we do get a fair amount of comments coming in from other places. And so I just thought, you know, maybe we should talk about them a little bit. So we had one several weeks ago from Robert Thompson who says poo transference stories equal podcasting gold. And I almost replied to that, but I didn't, which, you know, or podcasting brown. I've heard it both ways. That Peter G wrote, Adam, I got the same check for that class action lawsuit. Has to do with them improperly charging an incorrect exchange rate. So my question is, exchange rate. I'm sorry. When using a Visa or MasterCard in Europe, I cashed my $11 check and no government thugs came to arrest me. So you've now cashed your $20 check.
No government thugs. I wonder why I got 20 and he only got 11.
Probably because the exchange rate for porn is higher than, because Peter G probably didn't buy porn.
I was over in Europe. No.
Hoity-toity, I was in Europe. Look at me.
No, I lived there.
I'm dressed like I'm from Europe.
You know what? I don't know if I've ever mentioned it before, but I have two ex-British boyfriends. No, two ex-boyfriends
who
are British.
You've only mentioned that 100 times.
And I lived in England for a year.
Christ, can we finish this there? All right, and then someone named Vera Charles wrote and said, I just did an episode of Phineas and Ferb. Impressed? No? Oh, that's right. Adam says things like just a voice actor. Getting sort of XXOO. So there you go. Actually, I am impressed because Phineas and Ferb is my favorite all-time animated series ever.
No way. So, I have never said just a voice actor.
You did too. You did too because Don, who's he, what's it, died. And you were just like, oh, he's just...
I love you. Even though I'm not certain that we've ever spoken in real life. But I was just being funny. You know, it's just catty shit. You know, it's just stuff we do on podcasts. Don't take it personally. I mean, I know if you were a podcaster, you would get it.
Right. Now play us out. That was the Nyah Cat. 3, 2, 1.
You know, speaking of cocktails and cream pies, so I don't know, you know, Joey is a marketing genius,
he
apparently.
Is.
And I don't know what he does for a job, but apparently he has some experience in marketing. And they, you know, they get out there. I mean, they flaunt that shit. I mean, they are...
It's the official, I'm holding right here, the official Cocktails and Cream Puffs lightsaber from the new Star Wars The Old Republic video game. That was a little marketing tie-in they did there.
But I'm wondering how they, because I've never, in all the years that I've been doing podcasting, I haven't been able to figure out how to become the number 13 podcast when my podcast name is searched
for. What you should do is you should offer people, you know, like little, like, what do they call it? Like swag?
Yeah.
You know, like you go to a convention or whatever and you would like find swag and stuff.
Right.
And so like in for people listening to our show, we would give them something. So,
right.
You know, so I can't find it. Where's that? So, you know, I don't know what kind of things we would give them.
You know, maybe swag. We could give them swag, you know, like coasters, koozies,
right.
Whoosie whatsits, whatever you call
right.
it.
Right. Or they could listen to the show in exchange for Chicken McNuggets. TI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on voicemail line 2x2. DI Plus, that is 229-234-7587. You can also send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. Or you can call our celebrity death line, which is also 229-234-7587. Something like that. Go to our website. Check us out on Google Plus. You know, leave a comment now that you know that they're there. You know, hey,
yeah.
Come by, say hi. Yeah.
Contact us.
We don't bite.
Anywhere you'd like to contact us. It'd be great.
Let's see. Did we like skip over?
Hey, what's
did we have comments on the Google Plus?
What's that Black Widow box behind you?
Black Widow box behind you? Don't even know what that is.
There's a Black Widow box behind you. I mean, that's neither here nor there.
I'll have to point at it later. You'll have to show me what you're talking
about. Thanks for listening. Say goodnight, Daniel.
Goodnight, Daniel.